a complete, again, sort of fortune of living my life at a time when there was such a major development in what was available. So when I was born, it wasn't possible to play for your club, your county, your school, definitely not your country. But
Yeah.
because I went to these specialist schools for the blind, sport was a big thing. And that's where I learned to play. But there was no real outlet until I was 25 years old and the international game of blind football got pulled into one set of rules, one ball, one codified game. And at
Yeah.
that point, the game started to come together in England, and there was a national selection arranged over in Hereford at Royal National College, where I
Yeah.
met someone who had a huge influence on my life, a guy called Tony Larkin, who became my England and Great Britain football coach for my entirety of my career from 1995 until I retired in 2012. And that's when it started off. The first 5 years of that, we played in some tournaments in Spain in 1996. We then played European Championships, World Championships, and another European Championships in Spain, Brazil, and Portugal. But this was all self-funded at that time. And then in 2000, the FA came in and realised that football was a game for everybody, and they had a responsibility to fund it and provide the support in terms of coaching, sports science, physio, doctors, that kind of thing. So from that point onwards, we got the FA support and played 144 games, ended up as England's highest ever goal scorer in any form of the game. And I retired in 2012. I retired just as the game went professional, keeping down a day job and all that stuff. And in 2013, it went professional. But, you know, the fact that you can now, as a blind person, have a professional career as a footballer, I think is unbelievable. And the game has grown massively throughout the world. It's on all continents now, played in multiple countries. You know, it enabled me to travel the world. I was lucky enough to get inducted into the Football Museum Hall of Fame in Manchester. Now I'm still involved from a sporting perspective. I'm a director of the British Paralympic Association, which is a real honour. And I'm also a member of the FA Council, which is football's parliament. And I have a specific interest there with the Disability Committee, but also with their Youth and Participation Committee. And also coach football as well. So the last few years, I've been coaching my older son's team, but he's now off to university. So go back around again and coach my youngest son's team for a few years as well, which is great fun. I genuinely miss kicking the football around. I love getting involved in training with the boys, and me and my two sons will go down the park and kick a ball around, and I genuinely love it. I don't miss training 6 days a week, but I absolutely do miss the camaraderie and you know, just being around a high performance setup is just a great experience. And London for me was, you know, an amazing experience. I got to be involved in the opening ceremony and I got to receive the torch.
Competing member of GB Blind Five-a-Side Football Team, David Clark.
And carry it across the stadium and hand it to Margaret Moore, our first ever gold medal winner in the 1960 Paralympics. And I got to hand the torch to her, and we stood there as the cauldron lit up for the 2012 Paralympics. You know, I knew that was my last games, but it was almost like football had finally come home and was being recognised as a Paralympic sport on a level with everything else. And there were so many people who put so much hard work into getting the game to that stage over the years. Tony Larkin, OBE, who was my coach throughout that time, played an incredible role, as did so many other people. You know, and I have to also acknowledge the FA, who have really taken the game very seriously and ploughed a lot of money into it. Scoring my opening goal in the 2012 Paralympics, I beat three players, put the ball past the goalkeeper, scored. The crowd went wild. I went wild. I went and hugged the first person I came to, and it happened to be the referee. That then got picked up by the last leg, and they showed that live on television. And Alex and Josh and Adam really had a bit of a giggle at my expense on that one, but that was quite good fun. But then the other one was when I went to 100 goals, scoring a hat trick against Germany. So in 2009 in France and the European Championships there. And of course, it's amazing to get to 100 goals, but to do that in a hat trick against Germany, you know, fantastic people to be playing against on the pitch, another country steeped in football history, just brilliant.
David Clark, Services Director at RNIB on RNIB Connect Radio. The clip of David carrying the Paralympic torch in London 2012 is courtesy of Channel 4.